broccoli.
Hi, my name is Diana. I'm with KGNU's Eat Your Radio Project, and today I'm going to tell you more about what happened at Maxwell Elementary in Denver when two fifth graders volunteered to help more kids get excited about broccoli.
My name is Maria, and the two fifth graders were Nancy and Cynthia. They practiced for the campaign by taking some KGNU Eat Your Radio recorders to Nancy's house.
My name's Rock. They're at Nancy's house. These friends found out their real opinions about broccoli.
What's your name and how old are you?
My name is Nancy and I'm 10 years old.
What do you think about broccoli?
Broccoli isn't the best vegetable.
It's boring. I'm a fun person.
Oh.
Here's Nancy asking Cynthia.
Do you like broccoli?
I hate broccoli.
Why don't you like broccoli?
It tastes disgusting.
Cynthia told Nancy that she even hated broccoli dipped in a tasty salad dressing.
What do you feel when you taste it, even with ranch?
I think I'm eating like a leaf tree or something.
That's crazy. Me, I hate broccoli without ranch, but broccoli dipped in ranch is nasty. That's real crazy.
Dun 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 dun. Broccoli, broccoli.
Cynthia hated broccoli so much, she turned her song about liking broccoli into hating broccoli.
Bad, bad, bad flavor, good, good, good health. Bad, bad, bad flavor, you gotta eat it to stay healthy.
Cynthia hated broccoli, but Nancy was okay about it. And Nancy's family likes broccoli.
¿Cuál es su personal opinión de vegetales?
Here's Nancy talking to her mom in Spanish.
¿Cómo se siente de broccoli?
She asked her mom if her mom liked broccoli.
I love broccoli.
Nancy's little sister said the same thing.
Yeah, I do like vegetables.
Do you like broccoli?
Yeah.
Sí, me gusta el broccoli.
Wow. Nancy's dad likes broccoli, too.
Yeah, it sounds like they're a broccoli-eating family, and that probably helps.
That's Heather Owen. She's a nutrition expert with Integrated Nutrition Education Project. That's a program that makes food lessons for our classes healthy and fun.
Maybe they can help parents like vegetables, too. But here's Cynthia interviewing her own dad.
Do you like vegetables?
I don't like them, but I have to eat them.
Do you like broccoli?
Cook.
It's milder when it's cooked. I personally like it better cooked.
Ms. Owen says when you cook broccoli, it takes a taste away called bitter.
Bitter.
Bitter. A lot of people like coffee without sugar, and that's bitter.
Some people are born hating bitter taste. Ms. Owen wonders if Cynthia and her family hate bitter.
If they have that taste bud issue, it's a more difficult thing to overcome. I mean, we all know that feeling of not liking something, and it's hard to eat things we don't like.
Ms. Owen says that kids taste bitter more often than adults.
Maybe when she grows up, Cynthia will like the bitter taste of broccoli.
But there might be another problem for Cynthia. Then listen to her dad.
How will you persuade people to eat broccoli?
Yeah, if they want something, they have to eat it before they do something.
So what you mean is like if they want to play soccer, they gotta eat it first if they want to go play?
Correct.
I do that with my kids sometimes.
Miss Owen says that a lot of families hold back a treat until you eat all your vegetables.
I mean, I wouldn't do it for a food that they didn't like, but certainly there's some they do like that they need to eat first.
But here's Cynthia.
Dear Diary, in this special program, we're hoping we're persuading people to eat broccoli. So tell your parents, if I don't eat this vegetable, I'm not going outside.
I would never, ever, ever in my whole life say, Mom, don't let me go outside till I eat my broccoli.
Or if you want to go with your friend's house, get a dog, whatever. You have to eat some vegetables first. I don't like broccoli. My parents make me eat it.
Will Cynthia always hate broccoli? Tune in for the next show.
Broccoli. Broccoli. Broccoli.